40 days in the Old Testament, judgment and salvation. Isaiah 7 verse 14 says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Hi, this is Jim Brown. We open the Old Testament major prophet section with Isaiah, a book named after the author. He prophesied under four kings of Judah and met his death under the fifth. As an Old Testament prophet who was a special spokesman for the Lord, Isaiah was endowed with insights into the future and warnings that needed to be heard by God's people. Isaiah warned God's people in Judah about the consequences of turning away from the Lord God. Yet even though they had turned away from him, God then, and now, held out hope for these unrepentant people to forgive their sins and a blessing that comes from them turning away from sin and back to the Lord. We learn again that God is a holy God and cannot tolerate sin, a theme throughout the Bible. But again, we see that God is loving, merciful, and forgiving, even though the rebellion against him was great. As we see in today's key verse, Isaiah was also given insight by God into the coming of the Messiah, Jesus, or Emmanuel. Another verse, Isaiah 9:6, adds this famous reference to the coming Messiah. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Sometimes, when we read the stories of the Old Testament, we think, what a bunch of idiots they were. Why didn't they turn around, ask forgiveness, and worship the Lord again? Yet today, our nation, once founded primarily on biblical principles and the God of the Bible, is turning its collective back on that same God. We need a national turning back to the Lord. My prayer, Lord, help me to do my part to speak the truth in love about you, your plan, and our general rebellion against you today. You are the Lord God Almighty, and I worship you. Amen.